Today, July 21st, is the feast day of St. Lawrence of Brindisi, a Capuchin and a doctor of the Church. St. Lawrence was born in the year 1559 in Brindisi, not too far from Naples. His original name was Julius Caesar Russo. His parents died when he was young, so he was raised and educated by his uncle. He went off to the University of Venice and there studied at the College of St. Mark in Venice. He then joined the Franciscans, the Capuchins, at the age of 16 and took the name Lawrence in honor of the early martyr, St. Lawrence. He went to the University of Padua, and there he studied philosophy and theology, was ordained a priest at the young age of 23. He reminds me a lot of Pope John Paul II in his brilliance with languages. St. Lawrence of Brindisi mastered Italian, Hebrew, Greek, German, Bohemian, Spanish, French, Latin, and Syriac. And so again, he was brilliant. He again reminds us of John Paul II, who also was so good with languages. Because of St. Lawrence's knowledge of Hebrew, he was able to minister to the Jewish people and was very successful in being God's instrument to bring many of them to the fullness of the faith through Christianity and the Catholic faith. So he had a special outreach to our brothers and sisters of the Jewish faith and was able to baptize many and bring them into the fullness of the Christian religion. He was also a biblical scholar. He was considered the most outstanding preacher in northern Italy of his day. He went over to Germany, and there he was asked to be the chaplain to the Emperor Rudolf II. He established Capuchin houses in Germany, Austria, and Prague, and then worked among the soldiers. He was a chaplain to the troops. And during the Turkish invasion of Hungary in the year 1601, it was St. Lawrence of Brindisi who preached to the crowds, to the troops, who actually led them into battle. He did not carry a gun, he carried a crucifix, and there was a decisive victory for the Christians against the aggression of the Turks in Hungary, 1601. He helped to establish the Catholic League throughout Europe, which is a league to defend the Catholic faith. He ministered to the poor, the needy, and the sick. He was then chosen to be the Father General of the Capuchin Order in 1602. At that time, there were 9,000 friars throughout Europe. One of his main goals was to implement the teachings of the Council of Trent. And so he was able to answer the objections of the Lutherans. So Lawrence was a great Catholic apologist in being able to explain the teachings of the faith by using sacred scripture and being a great defender of the faith. Besides his personal love of Jesus and sacred scripture, he was especially devoted to our Blessed Mother. It's always one of the hallmark of the saints, not only to love Jesus in the Eucharist, but to have a tender and true devotion to our Blessed Mother. His favorite feast days of Our Lady were the Immaculate Conception and the Assumption. Now, what's interesting is that, as you know, the Assumption was not defined until 1950, the Immaculate Conception defined in 1854, and yet this is the year 1600, and they were already having masses and feast days of course, these two great titles of Our Lady, that she is immaculately conceived and she is the Queen assumed into heaven. And of course, these teachings go not only back to the 1600s, but back to the earliest centuries of the Church, the Immaculate Conception and Mary's Assumption. But I think it's just interesting that even though these were not officially defined as dogmas until more recent times, they were part of the teaching of the Church, part of the common faith of the Church and the people from the earliest times. St. Lawrence died on his 60th birthday in the year 1619. He was actually on his way to meet with King Philip III of Spain to help the people of Naples overthrow a tyrannical governor. He was going to get help. He died in Lisbon of an illness. His body was then brought back to Spain, where he's buried in the Poor Clare Convent in Spain. He was canonized in 1881, and made a doctor of the church pretty recently in the year 1959 by Pope John the 23rd. And when we look at St. Lawrence's life, we see a man of tremendous, you know, personal love of Jesus and our Blessed Mother, great zeal for souls, courage, and even leading troops into battle, and his great wisdom and love of sacred scripture. So today we honor a great preacher, a great biblical scholar, and a great doctor of the church. And so we pray, St. Lawrence of Brindisi, pray for us.